please.
Give me Charlie Halleck.
Charlie Halleck? Yes, Mr. President.
Eisenhower had written that letter to somebody besides me. Mr. President, hell, I could have turned around. But God damn it, I personally couldn't, but I turned a hell of a lot of people.
Well, it worked out fine, and it's a hell of a lot better to lend it and let other people be lending it to others.
So, just so we don't lend too goddamn much to Congress.
Now, Charlie, here's what I've done. I don't want you to get your neck out on this foreign aid where you have to get me. I've looked up, read all your speeches, and read all these votes, and I've asked less than Eisenhower asked any single year he was in there.
Yeah.
Budget. Kennedy asked you $4.9 billion, and last year you and Otto Passman and you all worked on it. You got it down to $3.4 billion. So this year I made all the administrative agencies, and I said I'm going to get a budget under $100 billion. I'm not going to ask, but just what the Congress approved. Now, Passman approved this, and Halleck approved this, and the rest of them, and I cut it to $3.4 billion. Now, I don't want to make a partisan issue out of this foreign aid. I don't give a damn what else you make a partisan out of, but I've got 2,000 boys. You just had one in Indiana die in Vietnam, but I've got 2,000 boys from each district in the United States. There are 1 million men overseas, 435 districts. I'm trying to keep them out of combat, and the only damn weapon I got is the only weapon Eisenhower had. And I read your speech where you said, I don't want any... We got to have bipartisanship on foreign aid. Now, before you let them...
Goddamn, wait, Mr. President. I started with proving with this.
I know that, but before you let them line up this thing, you come down here. I ain't going to feed you bacon. I'm not going to bribe you. But you come down here before you let them line up.
I read the Chicago Tribune editorial about how they said I was scared of success.
No, there ain't nobody. You ain't scared of nothing. I found that out 20 years ago. And nobody's...
Well,
all I want you to do is this. You love your country. And I don't give a damn how much you fight on everything else. You got to make your record. But I'm going to be the best president you ever had in here. But you come down here and let's sit and have a drink and let me go over with you country by country. I'm cutting out 16 of them, making them quit. I've cut it from 4.9 to 3.4. That's exactly what Passman approved last year. I've caught hell from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all of them. But I can't stand to have that cut.
Well,
and I got to talk to you about it.
I'll
so you just don't make any commitments, and I don't ask you to make one to me. I just ask you to listen to the facts, and then you do what you saved your party on your civil rights bill. If they do as good a job in the Senate as you did in the House, well, you'd have some more congressmen and senators and maybe a president. But I want you to listen to the facts here and then do what you think's right.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Thanks.